So moving on to the sort of final stage of this, what do you think the key trends are going to be in terms of how things will evolve, and how where people will hopefully get better in their communications online about responsibility?
Well, you could almost toss a coin because I see conflicting trends, and it's down to what wins out. You know, the evolution of corporate responsibility reporting or sustainability reporting to date is completely unsustainable in itself, ironically, because by and large, the current state of the art doesn't connect with audiences. And sooner or later, boards ask, why are we spending £250,000 producing a report that
Then no one reads.
no one we care about reads?
Yep.
You know, being entirely brutal, I've certainly had versions of that recounted to me. On the other hand,
And do you have an answer for that? In terms of saying what they should do?
yes, they only ever say that when they're producing reports without asking who their audiences are.
Yes.
You know, when someone has said, how do you do it? And someone said, this is how you do it, and that's what they did. As opposed to, what do our audiences expect of us? How do we meet those expectations? How do we engage them? Did it work? Let's ask them. If not, what do we need to improve? And you've got this upward cycle focused on communication.
And improvement
Absolutely.
built in.
Absolutely. As opposed to the CR team produces the report every year
Yes.
because that's what we understand they are expected to do. And they don't have to ask whether the audiences are connecting to them because they get the money in the budget every year by the board that understands that every company now has to produce one of these things. And for me, this is one of the reasons why I'm not a great fan of governments mandating that companies should produce corporate responsibility reports, because until you have got a state of the art that actually provides people with information that they can then act on, then all you're doing is requiring something to be done that will then get in the way of companies innovating and learning how to do it better. Because as soon as you've frozen it in legislation, well, that's how it's going to be done, because that's what legislation says. And if there's no audience there for it, too bad. The crazy bureaucrats in government say that we must do this anyway. So everybody loses if you're in that sort of situation. For me, that gives us a trend which, you know, the trend has been more and more GRI reports, more and more standardisation. And I start to see a counter trend now, which is from the leading companies, the companies who were leading the march in terms of more robust reporting, who are starting to say, this isn't quite working, and we're confident enough of the ground under our feet to start saying, we're going to rock the boat and not do it this way anymore. We're going to find ways that actually communicate better with some of our key audiences. We're going to produce micro reports that focus on issues. We're going to, you know, create offline forums. We're going to create online forums, you know, because we're interested in finding the way that works. And I think the trend is going to take us wherever that stream of innovation finds that there is the best return to the business in terms of learning that goes into the business and reputational enhancement of the business. The bad companies won't be interested in the learning that comes in because they think they know it all already, and therefore they won't get the reputation enhancement. But gradually you will start to see the mid-rank, those who are doing it because they kind of think that they ought to, as well as they're starting to feel the peer pressure, who then look to the leaders to see how it's now done, and they're 2 to 5 years behind where
Yeah,
the leaders are taking
and
it.
pick up the ways that work best.
Yes. So you will see social media becoming a part of that. Not because, as some of the social media advocates, you know, there are people out there who are just fans of this stuff, who say, you've got to be doing this stuff. Well, actually, some companies don't have to be doing this stuff. It does depend on who you are. It does depend on, you know, a medium-sized engineering company may not need to do this stuff yet anyway. Maybe 10 years later, maybe it does. But at the moment, the case is a lot weaker. But retailers who are largely employing Generation Y, you know, who want to use an engagement tool for their employees, absolutely they should be using this stuff. So I can see the trend being the splitting out from the robust core of data that you get third-party verified if you feel that people don't trust you enough to take your word. But nevertheless, you know, is the good and the bad, the rough and the smooth. and the gradual separating out of that with the discussion and the dialogue with stakeholders and the constant flow, which can't be divorced from the facts. It's always got to be backed up by this robustness, but it's much more free-flowing and responsive.
And story-based. I mean, yeah.
And story-based, because stories are what people respond to on a human level. You know, one of the companies I'm a fan of is Marshall's hard landscaping, stone products, patios, all this kind of stuff that they do. They did a lot of work on eliminating child labour from their Indian sandstone supply. And there's a photograph of two children, a 10 and a 12-year-old girl, in a stone quarry in India, hacking away at stone. And, you know, I thought, if you stick this picture up with a, you know, 95% of sandstone comes, you know, is unable to be traced, and some of it will come from quarries that use child labour.
Mm.
Or if you stuck it up with a quote from the marketing director that he said to me when he showed it to me, I looked at this, he said, and realised that these children were the same age as my own children. Which of those two creates an emotional connection in a way that is really going to make people want to know more,
Stop and listen. Know
what you're doing about it, you know, all this kind of stuff. And of course, it's the human element, the story, because there is no such thing as companies. They're groups of people, and nobody leaves that.
And whether it's the leaders interacting with employees or employees with the customers, that's where you get the emotional impact, and that's what changes perceptions.
Absolutely.
And stops people in their track going, oh my God, this is different.
And you know, it is the most elusive element, because it requires you to be prepared to corporately communicate on a human level. That will always be a minority sport, but I think there can be some very, very good rewards for those who, you know, will pick up the intelligence about how it's done well and give it a go.
Mm. Well, I think we've covered a lot of good ground there. Thank you very much for your time, Mal.
You're very welcome.
And maybe we'll touch base again in a year or so's time to see where things have gone next.
I'd be very happy to.
Thanks.